She entered her apartment like a person in a fog. She crossed to the wide window and looked out. Her husband's green car was pulling away from the stoplight at the end of the street. She looked up and down the street, and then saw what she was looking for. A black car moved out from the driveway beyond the apartment house and followed her husband. Behind the black car was another one. Inside the car was her boss. "Well," she said to the empty room, "that's that." But she continued standing, looking out into the street long after the three cars had disappeared from sight. She still felt numb, dead. She wondered when she would begin to feel something, the pain and guilt of a wife who had betrayed her husband. She thought back over everything that led up to that betrayal, to the night less than 6 weeks after their marriage. She lay with her head on his arm, and his hand gently stroked her hair. He confessed to her his connections and told her what he expected her to do. She remembered the horror she felt over this terrible request, the shock and disbelief. Her instinct had been to cry out, to rebel. But some inner voice had warned her to be careful. This was something bigger than just herself and her marriage, a marriage now broken into little pieces.